we had a meeting with the refs early in camp, and they said the main focus was going to be watching the play of the corners and the receivers. So it's not a surprise, you know, so just got to keep working at it.
That's it.
When you talk about some of the defensive backs in the secondary, you got guys like Walt, you guys like Charles, guys that really love to talk. And you look at your cleats, you got the superhero, they're loud, but then you kind of have that quieter persona, kind of just let your play talk. How long is that? Is that just part of your game, somewhere you've always played?
Yeah, I've always been like that, you know, very fashionable guy, you know, definitely like to look good on the field and, you know, I don't say too much, you know, just play the game. I mean, don't get it wrong. Now, I trash talk. Now, I get in you, but for the most part, I'm just going to chill. That's just me.
What makes you trash talk?
Like, if you catch
the trigger,
you got to start it. You know, I ain't going to just come out and say it, but if you, like, catch a ball and you know how they do that and all that celebration, I ain't with all that. I'm already mad you caught it. So, doing that, that's going to bring more out of me. So, mm-hmm. it's easy to get me going. Mm-hmm. And when I get going, I'm going.
Was there ever a receiver in the league that got you going a little bit more than others?
Yeah, Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, you know, but he brings the competition. Now, you know, he's a guy that definitely going to give you 100%. You know, I love going against him.
What's your role with this group in the secondary? Like, where do you count your leadership role with that group?
Just going out and playing and just trying to make an example. You know, you got Trail back there, you know. Not two voices going to definitely overtalk Trail. So he's the guy that's going to do the talking, and I just come in and just try to lead by example.
How good do you think this group is?
We could be real good, you know, just with the leadership ability we have, and then, you know, especially with Walt coming over and being a true student of the game and understanding a lot that he's definitely teaching us as a group.
What makes him such a good fit in the nickel spot?
It seems like that he was born for that. It's like, if you look at the practices and games, I mean, every time he's in the game, you always hear coach saying, hey, look at Walt doing this and that. It's just, he fit them. Mm-hmm. And he understands the game and he plays it hard.
Do you have a little chip because you ended up with the Giants and not the Jets? Do you have anything negative chip about the Jets?
Nah, I don't have a chip. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm have an opportunity to play football. So,
you guys face a pretty good quarterback coming up, but can this be a pretty good test of where you guys are at as a secondary?
Yes, sir. You know, especially with the guys they have, you know, they definitely have some speed that can get down the field. And T.Y., and then, you know, you have Nick, you know, a big receiver that can have big playability as far as going to the ball. And you got a quarterback that can put it there. So it's definitely going to be a test to see where we are and where we can go.
What are some of the keys about a secondary learning to work together? Is it
communication? A lot of communication and trust, you know, knowing that when the guy's supposed to be somewhere, he's going to be there and just playing to your leverage. So it's definitely a whole lot of talking and communication.
Happen quickly, or does it still take some time?
I would say when you got a whole bunch of older guys, you know, I think it can, because you guys been around the league and you understand the game. But when you're young, it takes time, man. Or I can say that, you know, with Walt coming over, me, Trail, you know, already having Prince, Steve, all the guys mainly still being here, I think it's been smooth because, you know, we understand their game plan and had to adapt to the Giants' way.
What's it been like sharing a secondary with Entrell Roll again?
That's when I had my funnest times, you know, out there in Arizona with him. You know, a guy that definitely helped me in my game and brought me along the way. So to be reunited is just a blessing.
What's your feelings on this Giant organization after being here for a while?
You know, I can see it's a lot of love over here. You know, this is a true organization that really cares about their players and just family oriented. You know, guys accept guys.
Do you spend any time thinking about the other receivers in this division? Obviously, you know the Philadelphia guys, but there's a lot of big names in this division.
That's all you think about. You go down each team, you know, with Pierre and Deshaun, you know, Dez, Macklin, Riley. You know, you got a lot of receivers, and then not only that, you have quarterbacks that can play in this league. So it's definitely a good, as far as the corners and competition and stuff, it's definitely a good division to play in.
You spent a couple years in Philadelphia. You have a chance now to go back there and play them again. Although Deshaun was with you, he's now in Washington. You'll still get to see him. Have you thought a bit about playing Philadelphia again, and if there'll be a little extra motivation in that game?
Nah, not extra motivation, you know, but it's definitely a game I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, just going back and just playing some of those guys, knowing them guys, but it also can help you because they also know you as a player, so definitely going to go in, and I'm looking forward to it.
Was there a lot of talk in practice between you and Deshaun when you guys were together?
No question. You know what kind of guys he is, and any chance he beats, you know, he likes to do his little celebration dance even in practice, so it's definitely some competition going back and forth.
You said early in camp that having Steven Antrell back there would make your job a lot easier after two games. Is that the case?
Yes, sir. You know, them two guys that's going to fly around. You look at Stevie, he got that get from hash to hash, so if you see something and you jumping it wrong on it, you can count on Stevie being back there.
Makes your job easier?
Yes, sir. Way easier.
What have you seen from Charles James thus far?
I would say, man, he's a spirited guy, man. A guy that definitely loves the game. One of the hardest workers out there on the field, man. And whenever he's on the field, he's going 110%. You know, you don't see no fall off in Charles, no matter what the situation is, what kind of day it is, he's going to be the same guy.
What have you seen out of Corey Washington?
I mean, he's a guy that came in, you know, one of the small school guys, you know, wasn't getting reps at first and just exploded. You know, even in practice and making some of the big catches against the ones, twos, and threes, it don't matter who's out there, he tends to find himself jumping over people. So he's definitely a gifted young man.
Would you be surprised if he's not on this team going into the season?
Yeah, I would. You know, just far as just what he came out here and the things that he's done, but at the end of the day, I really can't say.
Can you talk a little bit more about your group? We missed you earlier about this group that you're currently with and what you like about this secondary right now.
I would say everybody has their own way in this group, you know, but for some reason it comes together and it works, you know. With Walt, Prince, Trell, and Stevie, and me, all us being totally different, you know, in personalities. But on the field, it seemed like we're one. You know, we listen to one person, come out there and let Trell and Stevie do all the talking and go from there.
One more, guys. Anything else?
Yeah, I got one more for you. What about your role? I mean, talk about what your expectations for you this season. Can you talk a little bit about that going into the year?
I don't have any expectations like goals and stuff. I just take each week by week and just go out there and just try to improve myself and the team. You know, I would say I could just lead by example. You know, I'm not much of a talker. I don't really like to talk to myself, quiet kind of guy, but if anything, I just go out there and work hard and hopefully pick up that for you.